Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
President Michael D. Higgins is celebrating his 80th birthday today, and tonight TG Carr is going to broadcast a special programme of music to mark the day. Well, two of those taking part in Omos are the vocalist Iarla O'Linnard and legendary guitarist Steve Cooney, and I'm delighted to say they're both here to perform for us this morning. I'm going to speak to Iarla and Steve in a couple of minutes, but first, take it away, lads, with Mugoila Mar.
Den hev sinishim vain tro kat tre mchel tro na dan go tre de var no gnok san me gen shim lech mchel mar Shema hezer gilemar Suan ashen ni vueres hen O luag gen ma gilemar Bim she buon burt gachlo He krieg a cross it war na nor O squeal a gweng an buach el bio Sna rieft ar tuairish weg mo vro Shem lech ma gil a mar Shem a hezer gil a Head, oh, look again, my yellow mark of wassail, oh, gas come when is no clock is loom, looming low, he task on Sit where the throne Shemlech Mgilemar Shemlechizer Gilemar Suan Ashen Nivueres Hen O Lug Gen Mgilemar
Gil
le mar se shall fui huo co se regler fui huo qui tuo sua nascen ni vuedes fin o luog again magilla mar Gillamar Shame of Hazer Gillamar Suan Oshin Ni Vuedas Fain All Look Again Magillamar
That was Magilla Mar, performed live for us here in Studio 8 of the Radio Centre. That was beautiful, Éireann, Steve, really beautiful. What's the connection, Éireann, between that song and President Higgins, who's celebrating his 80th birthday today?
Well, I suppose there are a number of ways of looking at that connection. The first would be sort of a personal one for me and Steve, because when Michael D. Higgins was first inaugurated as our president, we performed that song in Orson Uachtaráin at, I think, what was his first lunch as Uachtaráin. So that was an honour for us, quite a privilege. And so that's one connection. And I suppose the other connection, to be truthful about it, is that it is really a song of praise of a hero, of a leader, of someone that guides and someone that has strength. I think on all those counts, it's appropriate for Michael D. Higgins.
Absolutely. Steve, do you remember that lunch where you and Éireann performed that for our president?
How could I forget? It's always amazing to play as Orson Uachtaráin, and we were stuck in the middle of the room. We had the whole of the Dáil was there, and all the great and good of Irish society were there. And there was the pair of us. Sean Rocks was doing the introductions and everything. It was a fantastic day altogether. And he looked fantastic. He was delighted to be sitting in the chair he was. And the song was very appropriate to that occasion. And it would be regularly, it would be appropriate for any occasion that he was present at, I think.
Remind people who are listening here the history of that song. It goes right back to Cooley and Sean O'Riordan.
It does go back quite a long time. I mean, you know, the Jacobite political struggle in Scotland had quite a few supporters in this country for a number of centuries. And that support actually continued after the failure of that campaign, if you like. Such was the sympathy in Gaelic Ireland for the idea of a political Catholic emancipation, even in another territory. And this particular version of Gillamar is a construct really created by the good people of Cor Chulainn, in honour, it might be said, of Sean O'Riordan. Because soon after Sean O'Riordan died in 1971, they set about constructing this song out of a number of sources, including that well-known poet Sean Clarach. They came up with a beautiful composite, if you like, that celebrates the idea of heroism and bravery. And Uishlucht, I suppose you could say. And the scribe in question, the man who did a lot of the writing editorial work, was Don Lolihan, the late great poet from Cooley, Don Lolihan, under the direction of Padraig O'Riordan and the choir. And of course, I myself am an alumnus of the choir.
Yeah.
I sang with them for many years and very proud of it too.
Both of you are taking part tonight, actually, in a special programme on Tg Cathair called Omos, Micheál D. Ag a Hochtó. Great people in it, Van Morrison, Tolu McKay, Frankie Gavin, Martine O'Connor, harpist Leisha Kelly and Shebaena Cassidy is going to be there, loads of people. And you too. He means a lot to both of you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
President Higgins.
I think he means a lot to a lot of Irish people, hopefully all of them. And, you know, he's a most unusual person. And I think as an artist, I may speak for other artists, that we really, really feel he's on our side.
He is. I think he's a poet, philosopher, and he fights for social justice and always has. And I remember when he was in his tenure as arts minister. Did that include Gaeltachtan Islands at that stage? But the formation of TG Ceathair, a major, things we take for granted, an immense number of things that he has done. And I know he's passionate, very passionate. He's also very compassionate, because my own private recollection is that he was at a gig I was doing, and a very unfortunate thing happened on stage, which meant I was very embarrassed. And it was a situation that not of my own making that meant that I wound up looking quite embarrassed. Anyway, I was leaving the gig. I was walking outside and I was furious. Why did I even come here? You know, and this next thing, this special branch man ran up to me and said, "The president wants to speak to you." So I waited. And then Michael D. stopped his motorcade. He came over to me, gave me a big hug and a squeeze, and said, "Oh, the music was much better when you fixed it." And I hadn't fixed anything, but he had to let me know that he had witnessed the incident that had happened, and to make me feel okay. And I thought, well, that guy, he could have just stayed in his limousine and said, "Oh, poor fella," as he went past. But he stopped the motorcade to give me a hug and say, "It's all right, it's okay." So I thought, he's very compassionate and passionate and believes in social justice.
He does. I mean, you know, you just know that he means what he's saying, and he's saying what he means.
Mm. Okay, Iarlo Leonard and Steve Cooney, thank you both so much for joining me.
Grimagad, Miriam.
Grimagad.
Slán.
Slán.